Beauty pageants are by no means just a Czech phenomenon, but they do enjoy a popularity here unparalleled in most of Western Europe. There are scores of different Miss competitions, from the big nationals like Miss České republiky and Česká Miss, right down to the more specific titles of Miss Deaf Czech Republic, Miss Roma Czech Republic, and Miss Orphan Czech Republic, to name but a few. Miloslav Zapletal is the owner of one of the biggest beauty pageants in the country, Miss České republiky, otherwise known as Miss Czech Republic. He explains why he thinks these competitions are so popular in this country.
Miss competitions aren't too popular in a whole lot of other countries because they've been running for more than 50 years, so they've kind of passed their best there. But Miss competitions were banned here under communism. We managed to set them up here eventually, and next year Miss České republiky will be celebrating its 20th birthday. Maybe for this reason the contest is really very popular here, unlike in Scotland, England, France and Italy.
Tatiana Kuchářová won this contest back in 2006. She subsequently went on to become Miss World. She disagrees with Miloslav Zapletal, attributing the popularity of such competitions to the reputation they've built up here.
I think it's because this competition has really long history. This year it will be the 20th Miss Czech Republic. And we have a few very, very successful contestants in the past. For example, Alena Šeredová, she was the first girl in the Miss World. And Monika Žítková, she was Miss Europe in 1995. So I think this is why it's so famous and popular here.
This all sounds very rosy. So is this really the golden age of the Miss pageant here in the Czech Republic? I asked Miloslav Zapletal.
Three years ago, we underwent a slight crisis when a rival Miss contest was set up in competition. In my opinion, this was a bit of a blow. But in the course of the last couple of years, we've stabilized ourselves a bit. We don't have any problems finding sponsors. We don't have any problems with the staging of the event. So I would say we're experiencing a second golden age. We are even in talks with the organizers of these international Miss competitions, Miss International, Miss World, and so on, about staging some of these events here. It looks promising.
Mikhaila Milacheva is the owner of this rival Miss competition. She set up Česká Miss back in 2005, when the owners of Miss Universe offered her the license to this pageant. She herself was Miss Czechoslovakia back in 1991, and so has experience from both sides of the competition. She explains what she looks for now in a Miss.
Definitely beauty is not enough. I can't exclude it. Sure, the girls must be pretty. We have photographers and directors who are professionals in this way to choose the right girl. I take a look how healthy they look, if they can move with the body, if they can pose. But this is just the first what you see. What we are searching for is a personality, that the girl can speak in different languages, that she can present herself, that she can represent our country in abroad, like on these other big competitions, that she's educated, that she's smart, that she has something more.
One of Mikhaila Milacheva's successors to the throne is Tatiana Kuchářová. Last year she was crowned Miss Czech Republic, this year she became Miss World.
We were preparing so long time for that, and we are so happy when it finished. And before big final we need to do a lot of rehearsals for choreography, for our talent show. Every girl needed to choose what you want to do for a talent show. So, for example, me, I was dancing. It wasn't easy, and to work on it two months, and to be stressed all the time, and you know, it wasn't easy for everybody. But it worked. You know, you must. When you get in, you must.
Mikhaila Milacheva never became Miss World, but is still probably the most well-known former Czech beauty queen. Since she won the title, she's worked as a political campaigner for the Civic Democratic Party here, set up her own business and married one of the Czech Republic's richest men. Can she still remember how she felt, though, back when she won Miss Czechoslovakia?
Mixed feelings. Sure, I was happy that I am the most prettiest girl from the others. But sure, I felt that this is just somehow a game. And I was interested what comes the next. You know, I was really happy to travel and to meet other people. I was just happy that something is going on, that I don't have to sit at home and watch TV and waiting what will be at school the next day. You know, for me, it was a really big change in my life.
Mrs. Milacheva says that being pronounced Czech Miss is only the beginning, and that's when the hard work really starts. I asked her about her experiences that following year.
Well, my experience was that I met many interesting people. I remember that it was a different time because it was year 1991 and the country was changing still. It means it was different atmosphere. Then I was everywhere. I was Miss of Czechoslovakia. We were a little bit bigger. I was traveling through cities. People were waiting for me. I was giving many interviews. Taking many pictures. I was on Miss Universe contest in Bangkok 92. I was in Miss Model of the World, some Miss Tourism, whatever. And I thought about what I will do with my life, because my dream was never be only a model or Miss. And then I went to school in Prague to FAMU, Film and TV Faculty Academy, and I was studying the TV production.
Miloslav Zapletel has been involved in these beauty pageants since they started up here in the 1980s. He explains the way they've changed over the years.
Na začátku dívky, které se hlásily, tak byly absolutní amatérky.
In the beginning, the girls entering the competition were absolute amateurs. They didn't know what the whole thing was about, and they didn't have the international competitions like Miss World to measure themselves up against. Gradually, as the younger generation started looking at their predecessors, they came to realize that they really have to be talented in some way or another. This is because there is a part of the competition which tests the girls on talent alone. The girls realized they had to learn how to walk down a catwalk like models do. They had to be beautiful as well, of course. So the whole thing started to become more professional.
Musí umět chodit jako modelka, že musí být samozřejmě krásná.
Michaela Malacheva agrees.
It became everything much more professional. This is exactly, these first years were more enthusiasm, more than professional. But today, these days, the girls, they know exactly what they are doing. They are much more prepared. But on the other hand, it's always the same. They are big expectations, big dreams, sometimes hard reality. But somehow the young people are similar, somehow they are different. I think that in 90s they were more girls ready to do much more. Today they are a little bit spoiled, some of them. This is my experience.
Zdenka Sedlačková is a psychologist who's watched the way these competitions have developed over the years. She outlines the type of person who, she thinks, is most likely to enter into such a competition.
Tady má šanci vlastně velká většina dívek, které...
The majority of girls who enter these competitions want to attract attention to their own beauty and are, I would say, driven by consumerist values. These are elements of our daily life like money, popularity, the possibility of foreign travel, and so on. All of these things combine to create a very attractive package for girls who have inherited these values from their parents, let's say.
Hodnoty v sobě nějak převzaté od rodičů.
And why does she think that Czechs like watching these contests so much?
Tato republika celkem ráda se účastní takových větších velkých.
Czechs really like to stage and take part in these big extravagant events. I would say we are a communicative nation and we like to have these big grand events to talk about. The second thing I would say is that these Miss competitions have a bit of the sheen of the big wide world to them. We have only been part of this outside world for a little while. We are a small country and we were isolated under communism. So these competitions represent another world for us, even though they have now been around in this country for quite a few years now.
Ty soutěže už tu nějakou dobu probíhají.
What are you looking at?